Every year, thousands of people suffer the terrible and deadly effects of chocolate addiction. Chocolate destroys people's lives in numerous ways. It makes them turn to a life of crime, become estranged from their family, can even kill them with a dessert, death by chocolate. But what can one do to be free from their dependence on this delicious mix of milk and cocoa beans and get their lives back on track? Well, I am the solution. Hello, I'm Peter Kennedy. You might remember me as the guy who hypnotized all those people to believe they were chickens in the 1990s. Now I'm back to use my skills for good. It's all part of my new book, I Can Make You Stop Eating Chocolate. Now, if you're struggling with chocolate dependence, I'd like you to try my proven technique, which has helped thousands of people recover from their addiction. Just listen to this segment from the audio CD that accompanies my new book. We strongly advise against listening to the CD if you are a pregnant woman who operates heavy machinery, as it may result in forklift-induced labor. Now just relax and listen to my soothing voice. That's it. You're really relaxed and ready to begin. Imagine that you're on a desert island. The sun is shining, the tide is calm, all is peaceful and quiet. Now feel your stomach grumbling. You want something to eat. Now imagine a nice, big, juicy banana, deliciously ripe and yellow. You'll see a lovely round orange. Squeeze it a little if you like. Now let the banana and orange come together in perfect harmony. Feel the juices flowing through your mouth. Isn't that just beautiful? And no need for any chocolate whatsoever. Now, if you'd like to hear the rest of that CD, you'll have to buy my book. Although there are other ways to deal with these terrible chocolate cravings. Some even choose to check themselves into chocolate rehab. I've come to one of these centers in Essex to meet some of the nurses and patients at the facility. Amanda is one such patient. Why did you decide to come to the centre?
Well, I didn't. It was like my dad died there. And when I found out, I was like, well, annoyed. I said, Dad, and you ever heard that song? You know the one. You trying to make me go to chocolate rehab. I said, no, and no, and no.
Some feel that the only way to deal with their chocolate addiction is at the source of the problem, supermarkets. Shops regularly put on special offers for unhealthy foods such as chocolate and neglect to do the same for foods such as fruit. This subject is explored in more detail in the harrowing documentary, The Boy Who Sued Tesco's. Jamie was only 12 when he had his first twirl-induced seizure. Since then, chocolate has continued to ruin his life. Now he is getting back at those he feels are responsible for his demise. Tesco supermarket.
I really tried to buy some fruit for a bunch of bananas for £1.50 and only bought a quid, so I had no choice but to buy 12 bites on special offer. You left me with no choice, Tesco's, no choice.
Yesterday, Jamie had another seizure, and we asked Tesco's for a response to our findings. They just laughed down the phone at us and hung up. There are a few brave souls who choose to try and go cold turkey and try and give up chocolate with no help whatsoever. But we strongly advise against this. Chocolate addiction is a disease, and therefore you need a cure for it. It just so happens that my new book, I Can Make You Stop Eating Chocolate, is the ideal cure. So buy my book now and follow my advice, and soon you'll be able to stop letting chocolate ruin your life.
I remember the mama thing. It's just a part of my...
Right, cut. You're in a twirl, you hypocrite.
No worries.